First Kings, chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. As for the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch in front of the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof in front of the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the inner sanctuary, and he made chambers round about. The lowest chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad, for outside in the wall of the house he made narrow ledges round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was being built, was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house, while it was being built. The door for the lowest chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house, and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with you, which I spoke unto David your father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house, and finished it. And he built the walls of the house inside with boards of cedar, both the floor of the house, and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls with boards of cedar, he even built them for it inside, even for the inner sanctuary, even for the most holy place. And the house, that is, the temple before it, was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house inside was carved with knobs and open flowers, all was cedar, there was no stone seen. And the inner sanctuary he prepared in the house inside, to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And the inner sanctuary was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height, and he overlaid it with pure gold, and also covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house inside with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the inner sanctuary, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold, until he had finished all the house, also the whole altar that was by the inner sanctuary he overlaid with gold. And within the inner sanctuary he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub, from the tip of the one wing unto the tip of the other were 10 cubits. And the other cherub was 10 cubits, both the cherubim were of one measure and one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he set the cherubim within the inner house, and they stretched forth the wings of the cherubim, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the middle of the house. And he overlaid the cherubim with gold. And he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, in the inner and outer rooms. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold, in the inner and outer rooms. And for the entrance of the inner sanctuary he made doors of olive wood, the lintel and side posts were 1/5 part of the wall. The two doors also were of olive wood, and he carved upon them carvings of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubim, and upon the palm trees. So also he made for the door of the temple posts of olive wood, a fourth part of the wall. And the two doors were of fir wood, the two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved therein cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with three rows of hewn stone, and a row of cedar beams. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month Ziph. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all its parts, and according to all its plans. So was he 7 years in building it.